little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This one is called The Queen's Finest.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Kieran Banerjee. You will know today's guest as the founder and guitarist of American rock band The Killers. But today, Dave Kooning, or just Kooning, joins us to play a few tracks from his upcoming album, Prismism. Try saying that after a few drinks. The album sees Kooning explore and push new musical boundaries. Most of the instrumentation on the album was performed by himself, and many of the songs are built around both acoustic and electric guitar playing, alongside a wide and varied selection of electronic sounds, a sound Kooning wasn't really able to exploit with The Killers. The album has hints of both pulp and new order, and Dave sat down with me to have a chat about how the project came about and where it's going next. But first, let's listen to this.
It was 1989. You escaped to the other side. We were running downhill fast. Watch your step and brace for impact. 'Cause we don't mind. In the wild woods we sleep at night. They'll size you up. The hunt is on, but they can't find. Irresponsibly, you dream of a better life. Oh, we've been living on the wrong side of this line. Waste away. The length of days gets shorter. We'll figure it out. This road is unforgiving. And so they told you to try to understand. We're really sorry, boy, you need to change your plan. So move along. There's nothing here for you to see, right or wrong. And what this was will never be. So climb the walls. It's here for all, but not for some. You're beautiful. All roads seem to lead to you. Irresponsibly, you dream of a better life. We've been living on the wrong side of this line. Waste away. The length of days gets shorter. Figure it out. This road is unforgiving. And so they told you to try to understand. We're really sorry, boy, you need to change your plan. Waste away. The length of days gets shorter. We'll figure it out. This road is unforgiving, and so they told you to try to understand. We're really sorry, boy, you need to change your plans. So move along, there's nothing here for you to see.
Dave Kooning, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House.
Yes.
You just played us a few tracks off your upcoming records coming out in January. It's very nice. I want to start sort of at the beginning of this project.
Sure.
Obviously, many will know your work with The Killers, and for years and years and years, you spent time touring the world, stadiums, arenas.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you say, okay, this is what I want to do, I need to go and do this? What was the catalyst for that? And had it been something that you'd been wanting to do for a long time?
It's something I've thought about for a long time. I was pretty content playing with The Killers for the whole time I was there, and I was content playing guitar. I did not tour on the last record, which opened up a lot of free time for me, and I had so many unused ideas that were just not getting used that I decided it was time, right time to record them. And as soon as I got started on that, It really was more fun than I kind of expected it to be. I was like, kind of just reignited my love for making music again, just because I was able to do it at home and do whatever I wanted, and you know, no pressure, no, just kind of goofing around in my studio and having fun, and that made me want to make, you know, 10, 20 more songs, and I still feel the same way. I just keep writing new songs, and it's more about having fun, just wanting to make music while I'm alive, instead of like, oh, I'm trying to do this or I'm trying to prove this. I'm not trying to prove anything except that I want my songs to come to life because it's fun.
One of the first tracks you shared from the upcoming album is called Restless Legs.
Mm-hmm.
Was it you that had the restless legs?
Well, yes. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be a song about me having restless legs. It was just kind of I don't know. The lyrics just kind of came out, and I do have restless legs, but wasn't meant to be like a, you know, public service announcement or anything.
Okay,
but
cool.
This song is called The Night by Kooning.
Walk away into the night, leave your baggage far behind. Close your eyes and find your way. Navigate through this crazy maze. Caught up in the fray of wires, tripping on your own desires. This fight is over and I can see the light. We'll carry on tonight, tonight. This fight is over and I can see the light. We'll carry on tonight, tonight. You've been ready since you were born, hunkering down, writing out the song. Hide your thoughts and offer distraction. Exit strategy, a plan of action. Vibrations from far and wide, shoot your arrows out of sight. Someone out there hears your cry. Give yourself up to the night. This fight is over and I can see the light. We'll carry on tonight, tonight. This fight is over and I can see the light. We'll carry on tonight, tonight. This fight is over and I can see the light. We'll carry on tonight, tonight. This fight is over and I can see the light. We'll carry on tonight, tonight.
I thought about what kind of music I wanted to make. I was like, oh, should I make a more of a rock record? I was like, oh, but I like keyboards too, and I like pop music. Yeah, but I also have a bunch of acoustic songs, you know, that I play around the house. So I just kind of did a little bit of everything. And it's all just different, one song to the next. And that's probably how I'll proceed in the future, because, you know, I like Hank Williams, but I also like Depeche Mode. And I also like, you know, the Rolling Stones and on and on and so forth. I don't really feel like making one album that's just all one thing. That sounds boring to me, actually.
Another thing I want to talk to you about is, as a songwriter, mm-hmm. you've penned some absolutely incredible songs in your time. You just played three another amazing tracks. When you're writing songs, what I've always wanted to know is there a moment when you're like, oh, wow, that's good? Is it straight out of the packet like that? Do things need a lot of work? Or does it sort of start with an idea that's like, okay, this could become something? I think this could be really great. Or is it usually great out of the packet?
It depends on the song. Sometimes it's great out of the packet, or at least you know, you kind of fish around for chord changes on guitar. Sometimes I'm just kind of playing different stuff, trying to, sometimes I'll be like, oh, that feels good. And it's hopefully original or whatever. And then you go with that. And then there's a moment maybe on your vocal melody, usually like, where you're like, okay, I hear something. This could be good. There's other ideas, because I had a ton of voice memos I had accumulated over about the last 10 years of touring. Just little snippets of ideas on guitar or my voice. And I sat for a couple of days and went through all those. And some of those I was about to throw away. But I was like, this could be potential. Wasn't obvious yet. And then I would work on it, and then something would click after a little while. I was like, okay, this feels good now too. Some of them need a little more work. Those are the trickier ones, because there's a point where you're like, should I throw it away or should I keep going? And those are the hard ones to figure out sometimes.
And what's next for you, Dave? Is it Back to the Killers? Is it another solo record? Is it more touring next year?
Yeah, more touring next year here and there. And I'm always writing. Hopefully some of it will get used for the Killers, but you know, I have no idea. And then I'll just be recording, always working on my next record too. So I don't have a shortage of ideas for either project. So that's kind of fun. Like I said, it's kind of as soon as I started going down this road, I think something just awakened in me, and I've been really creative ever since.
This one's called If You Say So.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Kieran Banerjee. Today's guest was Dave Kooning, whose debut album, Prismism, is released January 25th on 30 Tigers. This show was recorded and mixed by myself and produced by Holly Fisher. Thank you for listening.
Like a house of cards, I wonder why. Just let it lie. I'm trying to stand it. It's not how I planned it. It's never night with city lights. We fell deep in ourselves, standing there like a candle prayer. Time to build your house of stone. They won't leave you alone, infected to the bone. Honestly, saw you underneath the moon. Past the shadows, you were seconds out of reach, so close to me. She says, I can't do anything. What's new? Tell me something true for once. She says, say anything. I'm trying to stand it. It's not how I planned this. I fought a war that I can't win at all. To build your house of stone, they won't leave you alone, infected to the bone. Honestly, saw you underneath the moon, past the shadows, you were seconds out of reach, so close to me. House of Cards.